Welcome to Christmas at Calvary. The names of God. Alpha and Omega, first and last. Isaiah 48:12. Listen to me, O Jacob and Israel. Whom shall I call? I am He. I am the first and I am the last. Who writes your story? Who decided where it began? Who will decide where it ends? A few years ago, I walked through a quiet cemetery in the nearly forgotten town of Como, high in Colorado's mountains, once a thriving coal mining and rail town in the late 1800s. Como, during this time, was a hub of energy and hope. It connected Denver to the mining towns of Leadville and Breckenridge. There were hotels, shops, a school, and a church. However, life in the high country was challenging, and winters were particularly harsh. One particular winter, around the turn of the century, many townspeople fell ill and died, especially children. As I read the names carved into the weather stones, I could almost hear the stillness of the Christmas long ago. The joy of the season must have felt distant in those families. And yet, even there, in the shadows of sorrow, the message of Christmas still whispers hope. God is not absent. He is the beginning and the end. In the book of Revelation, Jesus declared, "I am the Alpha and the Omega," Revelation 1:8, 21:6, and 22:13. In Greek, Alpha is the first letter of the alphabet, and Omega is the last. The title reminds us that Christ is both the origins and the completion of all things. He stands before creation beyond time itself. Nothing begins or ends apart from Him. The name Alpha and Omega reveals the vastness of God's sovereignty and the intimacy of His care. He is not only the creator of the universe, but the author of your story. Every joy and sorrow, every beginning and ending, rests within His divine plan. The prophet Isaiah echoed the same truth when God said, "I am the first and I am the last." These words call us to trust in God's faithful presence through every season of life, even the winters that feel long and lonely. As you enter this Christmas season, perhaps your heart feels heavy or uncertain. Maybe this year has carried its share of loss or difficulty. Yet even in the stillness, the Alpha and Omega are with you. The same God who began your story will be faithful to complete it. Let your heart rest in the assurance that Jesus holds every chapter of your life, from your first breath to your final word and beyond that, even into eternity.